All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Peter Doyle, the CEO of Montem Resources. And Peter, it's good to have you back again. You're in Calgary now.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, we moved here at the start of summer. We want to be closer to where the action is.
Yeah, closer to your project, of course, which is the Tent Mountain project. And now, last time you and I talked, you were at the point where you were making steps towards restarting Tent Mountain and coal production there. Now I understand that you've made, you're diversifying the company a little bit and looking more towards the renewable space. So maybe you can kind of explain to us what's going on here.
Sure. It's a different avenue for the company effectively to extract that value and build value on our assets. So we set forth in 2018, really, and started work on the coal project. And in the background, we also did initial work on assessing whether or not Tent Mountain had the capacity for what is called a pumped hydro energy storage system. So that study was done in 2019. And, you know, since then, we looked at it a couple of times, but we just basically parked it and progressed Tent Mountain for coal development or restart the mine. And you know, that's a very valuable asset. However, things have slowed down on permitting and become much more difficult. And earlier this year, the board was seeking alternative ways to you know, secure value from what we own here in Alberta. And we put a team together to relook at the pump hydro energy system. And in fact, they then came up with this concept of supplying power to the pump hydro system through a wind power generator. So it's all green power. And then adding to that a hydrogen production facility on site at Tent Mountain that would utilize the green power and, you know, produce green hydrogen. We've finished studies on that now, the initial studies. And it's both really exciting, interesting, and Tent Mountain has specific, unique attributes that make it ideally suited to this sort of complex energy play, renewable energy play. It's super exciting.
Yeah. So you're still investigating it, right? You're not. This isn't like a for sure thing right now. And I just want to get your comment on that. And if you are investigating, is there a lot of work that needs to be done in order to move it to renewables? Do you have to do a lot more work, or is it basically getting to that point where it's almost ready?
Oh, any of these engineering projects are a lot of work, Steve. So we are moving. We brought it through the stage gate. It's gone through fatal flaw analysis. We've got lots of independent experts who are truly experts in these fields to look at the various aspects of the project. It passes muster. We're at a point now where we're going to invest in it to get to feasibility stage. Once that feasibility is completed, which will take 12 to 18 months, we will then assess whether or not we're going to turn Tent Mountain on as a coal mining project or as a renewable energy complex. And I think the winner of those two options will become obvious through the process. We've recently applied for a $5 million grant from the federal government here in Canada from their Clean Fuels Program. It'll take about 3 months to assess our application. It's a very detailed application, and we're very positive about that. We think that we're the perfect candidate for federal funding. I mean, who wouldn't want to turn a coal mine that is no longer operating into a renewable energy complex? It's a win in so many different ways for community, environment, using an infrastructure facility that already exists. You know, it's the way that the economy is turning toward renewable energy and asking companies like ourselves to be flexible, to be innovative, and to lead.
Yeah. Peter, last question, that is, how should investors of the company look at this? What do you want to say directly to your shareholders about it's not a complete switch, but it certainly is something that you have been doing before. So what should shareholders take away from this?
Well, firstly, they should be excited. You know, like we've been working very hard in the background, and we haven't been able to bring this forward until we got through those stage gates, which occurred last month. We are applying for federal funding to help with the development of the next phase of the project. and we believe we will get that funding. You know, it's a diversification of risk. We are set up as a natural resource company focused on hard coking coal mining and development of those coal mines. That's obviously been a slower pathway than we have liked. And we're trying to diversify away from that risk that is in permitting of coal mines here in Alberta. And to produce green hydrogen and to be potentially one of the largest and first green hydrogen facilities in North America should really excite our investors. We're excited by it.
All right, we'll leave it there. Peter, thank you so much. Great for the update. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks very much, Steve.
All right, there's Peter Doyle, the CEO of Montem Resources.